podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 3, episode 19, episode number 109. This is like the 19th time we've started this. This is the 19th time we've started.
The 20th time.
To start this show. It's been a while. How are you guys doing?
Oh, just dandy.
Cool. This is the episode where we all are eating Reese's. No, Ritz. I wish Reese's.
Oh, Ritz crackers.
I don't have any.
I need a giant do-over here again, but we're not doing that. We've crossed the 30-second threshold. We are done.
Yep.
What would be really excellent would be to have Reese's with the Ritz.
Oh, that would be dope. Because you eat peanut butter on
that,
Ritz crackers.
Salty sweet.
Yes. Yeah. Next time.
Yeah.
I can get behind that. But yeah, here we are. A week past our election episode.
Mm-hmm.
The blue wave took a little while to build up, but it actually is looking a little more promising than it was last week. It's also fitting that this is episode 109 because we're also 109 fucking Trump scandals post-election so far. So it's been a long week.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's only been a week since the midterms. I feel like I've lived an entire life.
I know. Jeff Sessions is celebrating his first week of unemployment.
Yep. Do you think he gets unemployment?
You mean entitlement?
Yeah.
I would hope not. No, I have no idea.
It rained in Paris. That happened, as it is wont to do.
Gosh, what else? I don't know. It's been a long week, but here we are. I saw Amanda.
That's true. I was in more than one. I was in different states in the past week.
Yeah, you were.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot has happened.
I saw a picture. It looks very cute.
There was a picture. We should have had somebody else take it.
I thought you meant like something separate. Like, I saw a picture. I was like, either
just one.
She means a moving picture and she went to the movies. Yes. Or a picture of, I don't know, a cute animal. Guys, I have had a very long day. I feel a little, not just behind the eight ball, but I feel like it's fallen down the stairs and I'm chasing.
Oh, no.
So I feel a little slow today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. I kind of know what you're going through, but not really. I have my last breakfast program. You know, the thing that I have to be at work, you know, at like by 7 o'clock on Wednesdays, and we do it every month. And it's always the third Wednesday of the month. And today, I was administrating, as Amanda knows, a golf tournament yesterday. It's Veteran Day and the courts are closed. So like they, you know, it's a good excuse for people to go like play golf because I hear, you know, white dudes like to do that to network. So they did. And I lost the keys to the cash box and then I found them in my purse where I knew that they were the whole time. And I'm sitting there like insisting. I'm like, no, I swear they're in here. I know it. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But that was a bit of trauma yesterday for me. Not in the actual trauma sense, please. That was
but
total
in, the,
hyperbole.
In the fact it was some moments of real stress.
It was a little
there was
stressful.
There was money in the box
and it wasn't mine.
Yeah, exactly. So like this, there were some stakes involved.
Yeah,
here.
It was not my money nor my box. That's what she said.
Well, couldn't that be said for all of us?
Very true. But anyway, so somebody emailed this morning and said that, you know, somebody else had left something there. And they were like, I can bring it to you for the program in the morning. And I was like, you mean next Wednesday morning? And they were like, oh, has it been rescheduled? I was like, huh? And the speaker was coming from out of town. So I had a moment of sheer panic. And then I realized that I was completely unprepared for it. I had not called the caterers. I had not made copies of the materials to hand out. I had not done a single fucking thing for this. So thankfully, I do it every month. So I was able to pull it together pretty quickly. I called Panera and I was like, I know that you need 24 hours notice and it's like 3:30 in the afternoon right now, but is there any way that you could be at the, you know, the building by 7 o'clock tomorrow morning? Like, I'm real sorry. Also, I need to provide
whatever you've got lying around, some scones, the muffin, what, honestly, whatever.
I was like, I need to feed 75 people. So what
if, oh my God,
they'll take bagels. It's fine. Right. Just bring the scones. Give right.
It can be the cinnamon raisin ones. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we all know cinnamon raisin is the most offensive of the bagels.
True. Seriously.
Unless if you're Cynthia
Nixon. What are raisins?
Raisins are terrible.
Right. So, yeah, what are raisins doing in anything?
I don't know. Making it worse.
Making you poop?
Making it worse. I can eat a handful of them by themselves, but you mix them in anything else and the quality just goes down.
Oh, why would you eat a raisin by itself?
It can be a little snack.
Yeah, I don't mind raisins by themselves.
There's so many better dried fruit.
What about like oatmeal raisin cookies? I'm not a fan, but people are.
No, oatmeal chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, if you're ever thinking,
if you're ever thinking raisin, just replace it with a chocolate chip and then you're on to something.
Right. Then the thing is immediately a million times better.
Yeah, you're not wrong on that.
We just fixed it for you. You're welcome.
And chocolate's good for you, for your heart or something.
Dark chocolate.
Like that.
Dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, the other chocolate's good for your soul. So it's just.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's win-win.
Yeah. Win-win. Do some yoga with Adrian in between bites.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
She could be your post-yoga snack.
Yeah. But all this is to say that I have an unexpected earlier night, I hope, than planned.
Oh my God.
Because tomorrow is Wednesday.
Because tomorrow is Wednesday.
Taking a day off work has really thrown me. It really has. Like, I wasn't at work yesterday and I had meetings from like 10:30 to 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh God.
And I have no idea what day it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, neither does Jeff Sessions because he doesn't have to go to work and write his data anymore.
He doesn't have a job. Doesn't matter. Well, good. I'm glad you were able to pull your event together, and I'm sure it will be amazing. Cinnamon raisin bagels and all.
And all. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, so good times, good times, good times. Yeah, how have you guys been other than, you know, coming to Raleigh and Shandy had an unplugged weekend, which sounds amazing.
Kind of. It certainly was not completely unplugged. I'm just trying to not be on the internet so much on the social medias. So, like, I don't get notifications on my phone, like a buzzing notification or anything, but I can see how many, like, the numbers there for how many notifications I have on Facebook. So, like, I can see that.
Yeah.
So I just, like, turned all of those off also. Just be like, okay, maybe I'll then forget and just, like, not check Facebook every time there's a notification. But mostly, actually, this last weekend I was just kind of like smoked in.
There's the campfire.
How is the fire affecting your area?
Fucking terrible. First of all, that an entire town basically burned down and like 40 some people have died.
Yeah.
So just so terrible. And it's like, you know, like fairly far away from us, but we had smoke the entire weekend. So for the 3-day weekend, like I was going to go running, I was going to go hiking. And then Saturday I didn't leave my house because it was so smoky. Even just like staying inside my apartment, like it felt like I had just smoked a pack of cigarettes. It was pretty, pretty gnarly.
That's like crazy and scary.
Clearing up a little bit every day, but there's still smoke today. Nothing compared to Saturday, but still smoke. And it's just crazy because, like, California is burning at both ends. But, yeah.
Aunt Cindy,
so that happened.
Jay's Aunt Cindy lives in Ventura County, and she sent us a picture of, like, what she could see from her house. And they were fine, but, oh, my God, it seemed terrifying.
Yeah, it's really scary. So I'm glad. So are you guys anywhere, like, is there any fear that, like, you guys might have to evacuate? Or, like, they're hoping to have it contained before it gets down closer to you?
No, I mean, I think, like, knock on wood, I think we're fine. Like, I'm like a stone's throw away from the ocean, so it's not that it couldn't burn, but like, I mean,
right
next to water. Yeah. So I think like, I think that we should be fine, but hopefully they can contain it so that it doesn't spread to, like, parts of the rest of the state. And I was going to say something else about that. Oh, just, like, in Montana, there's a big fire season, which is a phenomenon that started, like, around the time I was, like, 16. Hey, climate change. And just keeps getting worse every year. So I was, like, kind of used to that in the summers, you know, like, sometimes there'd be long stretches of time with just, like, being kind of, like, smoked in, and it's really gnarly and disgusting. But it's, like, a summer phenomenon. So it's kind of surreal to be here where we don't usually have that. Like, that's one of the things I've loved about being here, is that we don't usually have to deal with that. But now, like, it's November and we're smoked in, which is just really fucking weird. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're safe.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're safe. But
I hope any of our listeners out there who are listening right now, I hope that you guys are all safe, and that your homes and your families are okay. If anybody has been affected, please let us know, and maybe we can kind of figure out, like, set up something to help you out in honor of Broadsgiving.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Is this the bad time to say that we're going to be live for Broadsgiving next week?
This is the perfect time.
Perfect time. Yeah. I think we need something to bring us back up.
For Broadsgiving on Tuesday, November 20th, 9:15 p.m. or thereabouts.
Sometime around that.
Sometime around that.
Don't hold us to it.
Yeah, usually by 9:30.
Fashionably late to our own party.
Yeah, fashionably. So, but Amanda, have you done anything? Or actually, Shani, have you done anything else over the last week?
I was going to say, actually, So Saturday, I stayed home pretty much the whole day. Finally, at the end of the day, I was like, I need to do something. I'll do some yoga. So I did some yoga with it. Nice. That was great. Sunday, I at least left the house because it was a little bit less smoky. But so anyway, but I was pretty much like pretty cooped up. And by Sunday evening, I was like, fuck this. Like, I want a burger and I want a beer and I'm going to fucking go downtown and get one. And so I did. So a friend and I went to this place downtown, and we like sit down and we order our beers, and the guy goes to get us our beers, and we're like getting ready to order our food when all of a sudden the power goes out.
Oh my god.
And the bar is completely in the dark. We're like, what the hell? This is like a weird thing that happens, I swear to God, in Monterey more often than any other place I've ever experienced, that like the power will go out. And so we're sitting there and the power's out. And then so like we sit there for like 5 to 10 minutes and it's not coming right back. So it's like, okay, well, this could take a while then if it doesn't come back right away. So then I'm like Googling, like seeing like the area that's affected and everything. And we're like figuring out like, okay, so where could we go? And we ended up going to this other place that's like literally like maybe 2 blocks away, and they had the power there. Their power was on. So we're like, okay, so we get our burger and beer there and like hang out for a little while. And then I'm like ready to go home. So we start walking back towards my place, which is only a couple blocks away from there. And I'm thinking like, okay, well, maybe it's all the power's back on by now. Like, it looks like there's lights, there's like street lights, and looks like there's lights in the houses and stuff. So we're walking. And as we get like basically to my block, it's pitch dark.
Oh my god.
Fucking kidding me. And I swear to God, this has happened before where it's like you can see the line and it's like on the block next to mine they have power, but on our block we don't.
You're like, oh, lucky.
So I get home and it's like 8 p.m. It's pitch black. I said my roommate was home and she had like borrowed some candles and was like trying to do homework, and she didn't
have by candlelight.
Yeah, but we didn't have Wi-Fi anymore, so it was like this whole thing. And so it was like 8 o'clock on Sunday night when we don't work. Well, I didn't work the next day. And we're like, okay, well, good night. Like, I'm going to go to bed because what else can you do? Like, I have like 50% battery on my phone, and like, that's it. I got no other activity. Like, I got no light. I got no nothing. But anyway, so between the smoke and the power going out, it was just, which were totally unconnected. It was just very bizarre though. It was kind of like, okay, this is what it's going to be like in like 2030 when shit really starts going down.
Yeah, probably. Terrifying to think about, but you're probably right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. So that was my weekend. And then actually my cousin came to town on Monday. So that was fun. I got to hang out with her for a while. And she actually just got a bunch of like family records of like some death certificates, some birth certificates, some like confirmation or something type certificates, something like that. And then some like family tree stuff. So that was fun to look at. Learned that there's some heart disease in my family, a lot of death due to that, but they were all like in their 80s. I'm like, okay.
Okay. If you can make it that long, that's good.
Yeah. My grandfather was an undertaker, which like, this is not new information to me, but I find that really fascinating. And like, there were like generations of undertakers. Found out that they were like mob adjacent, like Catholic mob adjacent in Ohio. That apparently like, they like did a lot of work for like the Catholic mob.
Oh my God.
Business, just like that's like super fucked up but kind of cool. In like a, okay, it was long enough ago that I can,
right,
yeah, that's amazing,
that's really, yeah, interesting. Yeah, huh.
So how did your cousin find out all this stuff? Like what has she been researching, like on ancestry or like what, where did, so it come
she
from?
She was talking to one of my aunts and like who had been going through some of the like family records and stuff, and then so with like some things that she got from my aunt or our aunt, and then some of her own sort of like research and like putting stuff together.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's cool. I need to remember to scan that actually and give it to my brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might want it too. I'm like, apparently I'm the one that gets the stuff.
Nice. Now I love that stuff. I love family history and ancestry. And I find it so interesting.
Totally. Yeah, agreed. That's nice. Awesome.
That's a very eventful weekend.
No.
a lot of nature.
Yeah, a weird weekend, but
yeah.
Well, I saw Amanda on Sunday, and I saw A Star Is Born on Saturday.
Yes,
I loved it so much, and I love the soundtrack, and I want to talk about it so badly because there's so much to unpack there. And I wrote a blog post. I need to go through. I wrote it very like kind of off the top of my head, and I, you know, rewrite and go through, and I need to do that. I meant to do that today, but it's going to 100% be up by Friday if you want to check it out on carrights.com. But because there's I was telling Amanda, and I'm sure I was making no sense to you, because I was like, when I saw Amanda, you know, it was like right after I'd seen it, so I was like, blah, 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 and stream of consciousness, like,
made sense. I mean, what didn't make sense was the fact that, like, having not seen it. I couldn't connect the specifics, and obviously you were trying not to spoil it for me,
right? Like,
but like your thought process was coherent.
My thought process. Okay, well that's good, because like there's just so much there, and I feel like there's so much that we actually could talk about here for the show, just for the movie. I had never seen any of the other versions of it, so I went in completely like unaware. All I had known was my sister was like, if I cried at movies, I would have cried at the end. So I know it was dramatic, which of course it was. Very, it was, I mean, that's no spoiler. If you've seen the trailer, it's very melodramatic. But there's so much there, and I would love to discuss it in general, just in terms of just different like real life themes that I think are relevant today, like from addiction to not consent, because that's the wrong word. I think agency is the word that I used with you, Amanda.
You did not.
Okay.
Or if you did, I missed what a great word choice it was.
Okay. Because that's what I used.
That is a great word choice.
Versus, you know, levels of like love and lust and intensity and, you know, I thought at the end, because I came out of it like bawling and like went down the rabbit hole that night to watch all the clips on YouTube that I could find and the music videos and whatever. And then I was reading some reviews the next day, and, you know, somebody brought up something about like how they felt it was somewhat whatever that was problematic. And I did a lot of thinking on that. And I was like, the conclusion I came to was that I felt like all the pieces by the end kind of fit in when you looked back at the behavior. I don't know, but I thought it was just, so that's when I started writing the blog post because I was like, okay, I got to get all this out because I've got nobody that I could talk to about this.
Well, maybe we should watch it and then also see if like we get some feedback from the viewers.
That'd be awesome. I was in a smaller theater. It was probably 50 seats, but it was sold out. So, you know, it might have been downgraded in theater size, but it was still justified being in theaters. So I think it's going to be in theaters for a couple of more weeks for sure. I really enjoyed it. And like, I recognized some of the things that I could see as kind of problems while I was watching it. But then again, by the end, I came to my own. All right, I'm saying too much. I loved it though. Like, I thought that they were both like so fucking sexy together.
So their chemistry was good.
Their chemistry was great, which was probably why I was able to like forgive a lot of the kind of weird things in the beginning, because you know they fall in love so quickly. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just
no. I'm into it. I've wanted to see it, but I've been kind of going back and forth with like doing the research ahead of time and seeing all the other versions.
No,
first,
don't.
Seeing this or doing it in reverse. It's
do it.
Kind of the same concept of like, do I read the book before I see the movie or go in blind and read the book?
No,
later?
Go in blind because you'll get a bigger emotional punch at the end, I think.
Okay. Ooh. Well, but have you seen any of the other versions? Do you know how much this story delineates from
other versions? I don't. I read articles that compared them. So I know like the conflict between that, you know, that the main like, what's the word, conflict, you know, the main like drama
action?
Point.
What's the rising action?
Maybe like the like I know which what it is for each movie because I, you know, it was like a comparison chart for it. But I don't know. I was very taken in by the whole thing, and it does not hurt that it's all told kind of through their music too. So I don't know.
Cool.
I really would love to watch it again, but I have to see Fantastic Beasts. My mom's in town this weekend and I need to use that time to see Fantastic Beasts.
Because I need to see that too. Oh, so many movies, so little time.
I know.
So little things available on MoviePass.
Oh no. Yeah, I still somehow haven't seen the first Fantastic Beasts.
It's okay.
Oh, girl, get on it. It's fun.
It's fun.
It's
fun really
movie.
Fun.
It's like fun to like disappear back into like the Harry Potter universe without like,
yeah,
but it being a completely unique story and a unique time. And like Eddie Redmayne is just like adorable. Like I could watch him just like read the funny pages and I'd be like, oh, this is really cute.
Yes.
This is fun. I'm having a great time.
I completely agree.
I somehow missed it when it was in the theaters, and then I would just never. I need to just maybe like rent it on demand or something.
Yeah, I think it's on like the usual places, so it shouldn't be too hard to find. But oh, Amanda, the movie that we watched the other night that I fell asleep for the last hour of was a 36-hour rental or 48-hour rental, so I was able to rewatch the last hour last night.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, you were really asleep.
I was really tired.
Like in a really uncomfortable position. You were like kind of like hunched over your head
that's
drooping
fine now.
Forward.
Because there are some weeks where everybody take a drink. I spend more nights sitting up sleeping in Alex's chair in his room than I do laying down in my bed. And I'll wake up and be like, I really miss my bed.
And this will demonstrate what a great husband Jay is. I look over and I'm like, ooh, that's not gonna feel great when she wakes up. And Jay actually woke you up. So that your neck wouldn't get so stiff.
Oh, did he? Is that how I woke up?
Yeah, he woke you up so that you wouldn't like get all. And I was just like, that's going to be uncomfortable. So he's the much better partner.
Well, that's good. He's used to me like passing out at random times.
Yeah.
But no, was that last night? No. It was a good thing I fell asleep then though, because that next morning, like Sunday into Monday, Alex like woke up at 3:30 and he was like awake playing in his bed, and then like with a little, I don't know, he had gotten a car in there somehow, so he must have not taken it out, and he was playing with it in his bed, and then he was getting loud, so Jay was like, you should go in there to make sure that he doesn't wake up Zach, because at least Alex is all cute when he's awake in the middle of the night. Zach, not so much. So yeah. he's very enthusiastic, but he's a kicker and a talker and nobody else can go back to sleep. So anyway, but it took me a full hour. I walked in that room. It was 3:33 a.m. on the clock. And I left that room at 4:31 a.m.
Oh, that's, I was actually awake at the same time, ironically. You, in your guest bedroom, have an old school alarm clock.
Did it go off?
It did go off.
Oh my God, that Zach must have set that with my parents because they stayed there the week before you. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It woke me out of a sound sleep and I'm like, holy crap, what is that?
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. Yeah, Zach and my parents slept in that room the week before. They must have set that like just to play around or something.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Did you fall back asleep quickly at least?
No. But that's not surprising because I don't fall asleep. Like once I'm up, like it's
oh my God, I'm so sorry.
The good sleep is over. It's just the like lying there.
With
my eyes closed until the sun goes.
I'm so sorry.
It's really funny because I feel like the universe is like plotting against me. Like the night before, like wasn't a great sleeping night. You know, as he said, I was in Raleigh this weekend visiting another college friend that lives in the area. But she's pregnant and we got like a hotel room, me and two other girls. And it was like, you know, like a little like baby moon with your girlfriends. But one of my friends got sick in the middle of the night, like something she ate. So like we all wake up to hearing her like,
oh, that's right.
Retching and like, oh God, is she okay? And then like, oh, and then like an Amber Alert because, you know, it's
that poor girl in Lumberton. Yes.
Right.
She got kidnapped. Like
two out of four of us were moms. So of course, you know, you have your phone, like you don't have do not disturb on your phone. So like, as soon as that's all settled, all of a sudden it's like beep, beep, beep. And it's like,
no, it doesn't matter if you have do not disturb on it.
I'd have do not disturb and my phone does not make a noise.
Really?
I get the alert, but it doesn't make the noise.
Interesting. I turn my do not disturb on every night because it will still give you, if somebody in your favorites list calls you, that doesn't count for do not disturb. So I turn it on. Because of us, I'm in how many 17 million gazillion group messages, so they can go on like all night long. So I turn do not disturb on around 11-ish before I go to sleep. And anyway, when we have flash flood warnings, I know those will wake me and Jay up even when do not disturb is on. I guess because that's like your life that might be in danger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. Well, and I don't know if it makes a difference that I have my do not disturb like automatic. So every night at 10 o'clock, it like automatically kicks in. I don't do anything. So I don't know if maybe that makes a difference.
Mine automatically goes on too at midnight, but I generally will turn it on before midnight when I go to sleep.
Oh,
so
well,
it's,
I don't know.
Yeah, midnight's like my default if for some reason I have forgotten to turn it on before I go to sleep.
Mine goes on at my bedtime on my phone, which is 9:45.
Oh, that's nice. I tried the bedtime thing and then it just made me feel bad because I could never do it.
I know, me too. I stopped that. Yeah.
But I did do the thing where I think at the same time I do not disturb kicks on, like the blue light turns like the yellow color.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, that's at least supposed to help that like, you know, the blue light triggers your brain to stay awake. So like, you know, by warming up the light on the phone, like that's supposed to like help. I don't know if it does. I'm a terrible sleeper, but yeah. So I was not angry about the alarm clock. At that point, I just found it funny.
Okay. Well, sorry.
And the fact that it like, it was kind of a pleasing sound. Like you'd think like a ringing sound in the middle of the night, waking you awake would be like, you know, heart up in your throat, scary, but it was very just like, oh, there's a sound. Well, and I'm like, What a novel thing.
I should turn that off before my mom gets here this weekend because Zach will probably sleep down there with her. And
oh, yes. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Before we move on, and we're going to go straight into the facey-back feedback because I was going to look for an article, and then I remember that Rose sent us in an article, and I was just going to incorporate that into that second portion of our show. So Jay has done it again. He has found us new listeners that he has recommended to us. This time it's his coworker Allison, and who then recommended us to their other coworker Tony. So welcome. Hi, Allison. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Tony.
Oh, hey.
Welcome.
I thought you were going to say he bought another Tron or something.
Oh no, he right. did buy another fucking arcade game. We talk about that in the Patron's Choice, which we just that's recorded.
Pac-Man.
Yeah, that Thank stupid Pac-Man, Pac-Man thing.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was.
Yeah.
That's also a pleasing yeah, sound.
Jay,
Jay would just get up and walk to the other side of the room, and I'd be here like beep 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 beep.
Did you okay, first of all, did you set an alarm in the back bedroom when we were napping in there one day, perhaps for like 3:30?
No, but it went on or 4 o'clock, 4 AM.
Jay just said that it actually went off while he was in a meeting. Yes, it woke Amanda up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And she wasn't able to fall back asleep.
But that's normal. Like, my normal witching hour is like between 4 and 5 a.m. anyway. So, like, yeah. That's probably why it wasn't such an alarming way to wake up, because I was probably gearing towards it.
Oh, well, again, I do apologize. Hour?
I was just going to say, speaking of the witching hour, did either of you watch Sabrina?
No, I forgot. Not yet.
Oh my God, you guys, for the past, like, ever since I finished it, I will, like, have like a down moment and be like, oh, I want to watch something, like, oh, I should watch an episode of Sabrina. And every time I'm like, oh, I finished it.
Okay, I just made a note.
A good place.
I am going to watch Sabrina this week.
It's real good. I might rewatch it. I really like it.
Okay, cool. Okay.
All right. I'll get on it.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. But anyway, so Jay, I have somewhat determined he is our Marty. Because I won't Ginsburg.
Because
I won't advocate for people to go listen to this myself, because I get shy about it. And he goes and tells people. So
that's very cool. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for kind of being our podcast, Marty. Oh, back at you. There's all sorts of kisses being blown across the room. This is the romance part of the podcast.
Yes. This is relationship goals. Who's your Marty?
You just want to find somebody that's going to wake you up so your neck doesn't get stiff when you fall asleep watching a movie.
Yeah, I do.
We talked about that. All right, anyway, let's get into this Facey/ feedback. Why that bad? The Pac-Man is that bad, because the Pac-Man just showed up one day. So we talked about this this past week, Shandy and I and Jay and Jack did the Google Hangout for the patron hangout, rather, the patrons for the that contribute at $15 a month or more, and we talked about this stupid fucking Pac-Man game that just showed up downstairs. Ms. Pac-Man. Because that makes it better. And we also then, I believe, re-talked about it just now. Jay, Matt, the fifth of Broad, and I did the patron's choice for the $5 or more patrons. So patreon.com/Jay and Jack. That's all I got. Okay, yeah, let's get into the feedbacks. I don't even know where I was going with that beforehand. Farting in your facey back. What? John said, I always enjoyed the Married Man show. When it became part of the Ramblecast, it was not as much fun. Let's face it, the broadcast is explicit. Fuck yeah! And the Married Man show or Ramblecast should be too.
Yes, they should try to be like us.
They are. Actually, so for this month, they are doing the Ramblecast After Dark on the Married Man feed.
I was going to say, we are podcast goals, so.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Territory, so
so we're the best. Moving on, Janet says, Thanksgiving plans, favorite food at Thanksgiving, most despised foods at Thanksgivings, or things that made you happy about the midterms, things that pissed you off about the midterms. Okay, done.
Oh, so much. So much to unpack there.
The Georgia election pissed me off still.
Yep.
The fact that Dana Rorschacher, however you pronounce it, got ousted makes me super happy.
Meanwhile, the fuck's happening in Florida?
Oh, yeah, my God.
Seriously, Florida, Texas, all things that make me mad.
But you know what? Texas, though, like, first of all, I loved his, like, thank you letter. So he sent out, like, this thank you letter to everybody that, like, had donated to him at one point. And it was, like, so sweet and, like, from the heart. And he was like, you know, it's not, this isn't the end for me, basically. Whatever. It was great. It was great. But the more, like, I've read throughout the week, just how many people came out and elected women and minorities and, you know, how the electorate was stimulated in, like, a totally different new way for Texas that, like, he jump-started that. So I guess if, you know, we're going to be stuck with Ted Cruz for a while, at least something good came out of it. Lots of things good came out of it.
I agree. I agree. And I feel like that's, you know, that's a trend in, that happened in other places too, you know, more women, just more women on the ballot. Just the fact that, like, Arizona now has a female senator and, like, was guaranteed to have their first female senator, because that was your option, a woman or a woman.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Always be.
Yep. Indeed.
Let's see. Two Native women were elected, which is great.
That's mind-boggling just to think that, I don't know, that, like, Europeans came over this country, like, exacted genocide on the Native population, et cetera, took over their land, whatever, like, marginalized them for years and years and years. And, like, now we're just getting, like, all these firsts with, like,
you know,
Native representation in the government. It's like,
yeah, Massachusetts. Massachusetts got its first African-American congresswoman, which is great. New York got its youngest representative.
Indeed.
Female elected.
Yeah. No, so the first, it's hard. It's like, part of me is, like, so pissed that, like, why are some of these firsts happening now when it's 2018? Like, this should have happened, you know, centuries ago. But then the other part is, like, just be happy that it's at least happening now.
Right. Take the win. Donald Trump is still president. So take the win where you can get it. Look,
it's
for
true.
The positive.
You know, we still got two more years of this. We got to find the joy where we can.
We got two to six more years. Let's be honest, because you just never know.
Two more. Think, therefore, I am.
Okay. Speaking of,
I find joy in, like, the mayor in Colorado. Not the mayor, the governor of Colorado is gay. And, like, I find a lot of pleasure in the fact that, like, they were all about the not doing the cakes for the gays.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Yep. That's pretty rad.
I think one of my favorite bits of, like, karma is that Kim Davis, the clerk who refused to give the marriage licenses, has been replaced by somebody that she refused a marriage license to.
Yep. Good riddance.
Mm-hmm. I also really loved, like, the post about that, because it was like, and Kim Davis. Yes, that Kim Davis.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
And you know something? Mm-hmm. Her hair still hadn't been changed. I know it's not nice to make fun of someone's hair, but she's kind of an asshole, so I went there.
People are pieces of shit. We can make fun of whatever we want to about them.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, just, yeah, I don't know. That the night of, like, it was easy to look at the losses and feel down, and now in the subsequent days, I feel a little bit better. Also knowing that Trump is, like, flipping, you know, throwing temper tantrums probably on the regs, which is why we've had 109 scandals since in the last week. Also makes me feel kind of.
Oh, right. You're just, you know, making a big old stink.
Yeah. But, okay, sorry. So, Janet. Thanksgiving plans. Staying here. Favorite foods. Wine. Most despised food of Thanksgiving. I don't know. Something with raisins in it?
Yeah, 100%.
We know we like pies on this podcast.
Yep.
True.
Yep.
What about you guys? Do you have favorite food on Thanksgiving? Or?
Well, given that I no longer eat turkey, I'm, like, big into the sides. Mm-hmm. You know, your mashed potato, or, like, your
potatoes.
Yeah, your Brussels sprout. I made myself a really, really awesome vegan gravy last year that I am looking forward to recreating this year.
Amanda. Nice.
Yes.
We need to talk about those fucking Brussels sprouts from dinner on.
They were very good. They were very good. Okay. But I think what was interesting there is that they fried the sprouts like.
Yeah, it was nothing that was actually nutritional about them, but it was so good.
Oh, yeah, no. But they were kind of hard to eat because they weren't like a whole sprout or like a half of a sprout. They were all just the individual leaves.
Yeah, like you had to like eat it like popcorn.
Kind of feel like a heathen the way you were like consuming them.
Yeah, you had to eat it like popcorn, but they were so good.
And they kind of tasted like popcorn. Like delicious, delicious, salty, greasy popcorn.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It was a vegetable.
It was good though, yeah.
It was once a vegetable.
It was kind of a vegetable.
It was kind of a vegetable.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so.
I would say my number one favorite thing at Thanksgiving is probably the mashed potatoes, which is like, I know you can have that anytime, but it's just, I love the shit out of mashed potatoes. And coming in close behind, that's what somebody said, is green bean salad. Ooh. Fucking love
the shit. Green bean salad. Different from green bean casserole.
Like, green bean casserole, sorry. Green bean casserole, my bad, yeah. Which could be considered a salad in, like, the Midwest.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I have to say, I, like, legit love the turkey. I do. I, like, really, I mean, I like turkey.
That's fair. Yeah. That is totally fair.
And, you know, garlic or mashed potatoes with all the butter, really.
Yeah, well, because I feel like mashed potatoes is a lot of work. So I feel like I don't have them normally throughout the year, unless I'm like, I'm going to a restaurant that serves them as a side. True. So it does feel like a special treat.
Yeah. I will say, ever since I got a KitchenAid, mashed potatoes are not a lot of work, and it's awesome.
Oh,
also, shitty. Whipped cream. Holy fuck.
Shitty. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Margaret says, holiday TV / streaming specials, Thanksgiving, football games, Black Friday. I am a person that does Black Friday Amazon shopping, and I get a lot of Christmas gifts, so yay.
Nice. I do not, but now that I know that Thanksgiving is so close, I feel like I need to start thinking about Christmas stuff. It's really stressful.
Amanda, you didn't get to see my notebook in person because I did not have it out, but I did start my Christmas list.
Oh, wow.
I know. Only two gifts have been bought, though. And then I've got my Alex medicine chart. Because Alex has his first ear infection, except I had no idea. I took him to the doctor for his 9-month checkup. And she was like, this ear looks great. And then she looks in the other ear and she goes, did you know he had an ear infection? And I was like,
this ear does not.
Nope. But yeah, so that was great. That's why it looks like a drugstore on my kitchen counter.
Amanda. Oh, yeah. I figured someone was sick.
Yeah. But you never know he was sick at all because he's like the happiest baby. Anyway, okay. So you guys have a favorite holiday special?
Oh, nice.
You mean not Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving, Amanda?
That one seemed really good too. I kept losing the thread, but yeah.
Me too. You want to tell Shandy what we're talking about?
Zach is very into Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Nice.
It's his new favorite.
I can't blame him.
Well, and I now realize I said the Great Pumpkin because I still think it's Halloween. I can really, seriously, guys, I cannot accept that it's Thanksgiving.
What? It's November.
I know. And the fact, like, I felt like we had more time, guys. I felt like we had more time.
Nope.
It's really, it's really confusing me.
Nope. Yeah. But with Zach, he was so into it, he wanted Amanda and I to watch it. So he... If we strayed even our gaze mildly away from the TV, he'd be like, Mommy, watch it. Amanda, look at the TV.
You're not watching.
You're not watching it.
If he's still into that and come the Raleigh meetup, I will totally watch it with him.
Oh, he will. And you better make sure you keep your eyes on that screen.
Later.
I was like, I will. Then in regards to the picture that I posted of me and Amanda, Dan said # where is Matt, which Brian said 2/3 of the Trinity. Yeah, that's right. Jessica said, did anyone catch the Michelle Obama interview with Robin Roberts? It was a great interview. How can people not like her? She's a really great lady. I think I'm going to pick up her book that goes on sale today, Broadcast Book Club. And update, Jessica did in fact pick it up because she posted a picture of it.
Oh, yes. Nice.
So I did not watch the full interview, but I did watch all of the ABC tweets with the clips from the interview. So I feel like I saw enough of it.
It's about the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to go check it out. Yeah. I watched CBS in the morning, so I missed it.
Yeah.
But I'll have to go back.
Yeah. I'll check it out too. And I agree for a broadcast book club.
Yeah.
Idea.
Yeah.
Sure.
Christy said, love her message of not losing yourself in your husband's identity. Equals mean equal, but then she has a husband who always lifts her and praises her without seeming to ever get petty or jealous or egotistical. They should be every person's relationship goal.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yeah, for sure.
I bet you he's never brought a fucking Ms. Pac-Man that just showed up at their house.
Maybe. You don't know.
Or a Tron game. Lori's book came in the mail today, and she has an adorable picture of her son, Cooper, with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Fallon says, I'm going to the Women's March in Los Angeles in January, and I want to make a kick-ass sign. Any ideas, suggestions? And then JP posted, and actually this is one of my favorite signs, is, what do we want? Time travel. When do we want it? It's irrelevant! So we have a couple of articles that she did my job this week. She pretty much found some stuff. This first one is a quick one. It is newspaper humiliated by missing hyphen in hilarious headline fail. This is why grammar matters, people.
Mm-hmm.
Students get first hand job experience. With a hyphen, all the keeping track out there would have said, students get firsthand job experience.
And then I believe the discussion became, how do you write hand job? Is it one word? Is it a word with a hyphen? Is it two separate words?
I believe it's one word. Hold on. I'm pretty sure it's one word. I mean, it's one word on Wikipedia. So
there you go. What is the Wikipedia entry for that? Oh my God. This might seem obvious. Don't Google hand job.
Well, too late. And I Googled it on mine, not on Jay's computer. Oh,
Wikipedia
the basket. Oh
the
my
first.
God.
Whoa.
Oh, oh no.
Wikipedia has.
Yes, it does. Okay, Shandy just Googled it too. Oh my God.
I want to, but I'm really scared because this is my personal computer.
It's on mine as well.
Oh, well, I thought you said you were on Jay's computer.
No, I didn't. Usually I Google this shit on Jay's computer to fuck with him. No.
I did not realize
that you could.
And this is interesting too because they made a lot of choices here. Like, for example, the two people participating in this picture are both white. They are a man and a woman. So it's like just very sort of oddly traditional.
And,
but.
Well, no, that aside, because whatever, I feel like it doesn't matter who would be representing this. It's still the same thing because you can see the tip and everything.
Hmm.
Yes, you can.
Huh.
Huh.
Also,
this is not a basket weave.
This has to be Photoshop because that dude does not have any bush.
Right.
Probably shaves. It's a thing.
Do you think that he shaved for the picture that they were going to upload to Wikipedia?
It's more like a wax situation.
Yeah. No, I think like that's a thing. Yeah. Guys nowadays, it's weird. Yeah.
Really? I've been married for too long, I guess. Or I got too many kids. I don't know. Huh.
Which like I guess like if like you're going to have this weird cultural norm where that's what women feel pressured to do, then it's only fair that the guys have to do it also. But I would just say like, fuck all that noise.
You do it if it makes you feel comfortable. If you like the way it looks, then you should do it. No
sure.
other way.
Agrees. Yes.
But
regardless,
but there's a little, like pressure that's making you feel that.
Guys, oh my God, should I click on the link for foot job and see if there's a picture?
Oh my God.
Oh, there's a picture.
Where
are you seeing that?
It was in the related links, and there's a picture.
Oh, not great.
I mean, wait, the dexterity in that foot, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like your feet should be used for feet things and your not hand things.
No, I mean, whatever I guess works.
Well, you some people really
like your hands. That's just weird.
But if you're like super turned on by feet, then like the idea of touching your genitals.
Exactly.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, did anybody click on fellatio?
No, but I feel like I'm going to now.
Are you also like?
But scrolling all the way down because there's not just one picture. There's a
cartoon.
No, there's more than two.
Okay, did you know that handjob is spelled differently on Wikimedia Commons as one word, but then on Wiktionary, it's spelled as two separate words, no hyphen. Also, you can listen to this article.
Handjob. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, http://en.
I'll listen to that accent.
He's like Australian. That's great.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, now I'm seeing the other one. Yeah, foot job is one word, too. Huh.
Yeah.
Everybody has hand job is one word, like the first two pages of my Google search did. So I'm guessing the other one is just a Donald Trump spelling of the word. Well, now I'm just going to... Oh, hey, if you click on scrotum, there's balls.
Where there's one, there's usually the other.
Where are you finding scrotum?
I'm just teabagging. Ooh, there's a teabagging picture, too, guys. There's also an auto fellatio picture.
Oh, wow. That's
okay, impressive. This is the tangent I did not expect to go down tonight.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Short Bus? Speaking of auto fellatio?
I have not.
No.
I just...
I legit
did not know that... Oh, deep throating. Oh, there's a picture. Oh.
There's a picture of that, too.
Wow. Hey, there's also a picture of gonorrhea on here.
Oh, that's interesting.
So you guys are on your phone. I'm on my laptop. I'm just hovering over the link. Okay, again, this was definitely not where I expected to find us tonight. I am really glad to have indulged my... ooh, cunnilingus. There is a picture, and Shandy... It is
a picture
of a woman performing cunnilingus on another woman.
What the fuck? I'm sorry. Like, I'm all for, like, lesbians. Don't get me wrong. But, like, why is it that...
it's a drawing, but it's a pretty graphic drawing.
It's just a drawing. That it's like, why do they have, like, super, like, straight stuff when there's dudes involved? But then if it's something that has to do with women, why does then it automatically become a woman-on-woman?
Well, I think it's the readers that submit the pictures. So the answer to that question is literally the internet.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, there's like many more. There's a lot more like men that write these entries in like Wikipedia and all those kind of like open source media.
Right. True.
And there we go.
Yeah.
I wish I knew how to do this. I should tell Alice. Speaking of Alice from before, she has updated Wikipedia pages, but I don't know if she'd be comfortable looking up something that also redirects from eating pussy.
Yeah. That's
literally what it says.
Well, I've moved on to the picture of anal.
Is that a guy and a guy?
Looks like it.
Okay. That makes me feel
I could be wrong, though. There's a picture of a guy and a guy. There's a picture of a man and a woman and a man. There's a picture of Chinese people doing anal sex, so that's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of pictures. Two young men. Yeah, so there's a lot of pictures. Okay, let's move on to the next one. So thanks, Ro, for that. I did not know that Wikipedia was this...
Informative.
Informative.
Involved.
Involved.
Varied.
I feel like so much better for when Zach comes to me one day and wants to know something, and I'm like, let's go to Wikipedia where there's
pictures. Let's go to Wikipedia. It's like a good, reliable source.
Exactly. All right, moving on. Oh, my God. Of course. We're moving on to a 69-year-old man.
This guy makes
you feel right at theme.
Yeah, keeping running theme. 69-year-old Dutch man seeks to change his legal age to 49.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Okay, so I haven't read this ahead of time, but is this dude born on, like, leap year or something, like February 29th?
No, so he is 69 years old.
Yeah, go for it, Shandy.
But he feels like a younger man. And so he thinks that, you know, well, trans people can change their gender on their birth certificate, so he should be able to say that he is 49 on his birth certificate.
Oh my God, stop it. Is that really his argument?
Yes, because he really feels like he's younger and his doctors tell him that he's, you know, like in really good health and has the health of a younger man. And he just really feels like he'd do a lot better on Twitter if people saw him as a 49-year-old instead of as a 69-year-old. To which I say, fuck you, fucking asshole. Fuck your fucking not cool trans comparison and go find a fucking woman your age. God damn it. When you're dating 70 plus women, then you can change your age on your birth certificate because whatever. But I have no patience for these fucking dudes.
Why? Yeah, so, okay. My question here to this dude is, say he gets to change his legal age to 49. He still looks like he's 69.
Well, he thinks that he looks like he's 49.
So then why can't he just tell people that he's 49?
He wants without lying. Because if you change your birth certificate, then you wouldn't be lying. Okay. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you in the face.
I guess that just means he dies young.
Yeah.
Yes. He's willing to forego his pension until he would then become like the legal age for receiving that. So he's, you know,
so
very...
So when he's too...
Right, okay. He's 200 years old.
I just like, speaking of somebody, like, I actually did marry somebody who's, like, pretty significantly older than me. So, okay, there's that. There's, like, that asterisk. But in general, this, like, idea of men dating significantly younger than them, just, like, it makes me very irate. And like, why should he have success with 40-year-olds? When he's basically 70, why should he have success with 40-year-old women? I mean, if they're out there, like, whatever, that's fine. But, like, to just feel, like, entitled, I don't know. So what about the 70-year-old women?
Right. Just because you don't like the rules of the game doesn't mean you can change them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, like, quote-unquote normal or accepted or acceptable for 70-year-old women to be, you know, trying to get with like 40-year-old dude, even a 60-year-old woman to be trying to get with like, you know, a 25-year-old dude. You never see that, but you definitely see the reverse. To which I say, fuck you. Date someone your age, goddammit.
Right. Well, and it's like the whole idea of like, you know, age ain't nothing but a number, but like that number is important because that number like signifies a lot of things that deal with the internal part of your body, not the external thing you're presenting to the world. Yeah. So it is a hard and fast, unmovable thing.
Yep.
Just because you feel younger, you still are the amount of years
circles
you have been
on
this planet.
My other truth to him would be like, hey, maybe they don't like you because you're creepy, not because you're old.
Seriously.
Yep.
I mean, there's always that.
Yeah. At this point, I think that's probably the stronger option.
Yeah. Agreed. Also, Jay just came in to say goodnight and I showed him the Wikipedia pictures and he just whispered, why are you so repressed?
What?
I'm not
How
repressed.
Is that repressed?
I did not know that Wikipedia, like, you know, I thought it was one of those like PG websites, not, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
That's true. I'm actually shocked that there was that much on Wikipedia.
Thank you. Okay, so it's not just me. I'm not repressed. It's not like I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my
stars. People like to lick each other's genitals. No.
I mean, trust me, I know where to find that if I want. to see it on my phone.
Yeah.
But yeah, wasn't expecting it on Wikipedia.
And for all our new listeners, we have covered these websites in depth. Or at least Shandy has. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
That's right. Go back a few episodes.
Proudest moment, I am followed by a female porn maker on Twitter.
Truth.
Just saying.
Truth. Anyway, all right. So that's what she says. Then we've got a email, voicemail, and we'll get out of here. Okay.
Cool.
Matt, you know that thing we did today? Everyone was supposed to get out. He almost took a chunk out of my thigh to get up here. I'm going to go under the desk and charge it. I brought a little prop/costume. I'm sure that's going to end well for both of these together. If any of you guys want to pick up and read them for better intonation, please, by all means.
No, you're doing great.
Okay. He's having a hard time because he's trying to sit on my lap and the chair is not big enough for him, so he's falling off my lap.
Yep, that's happening right now.
I thought it was a super cool and slick thing the first time I got it. Then the 23rd time I got it, I was like, this is a bad plan, guys. That'd be the Pantsuit Nation messages. I won't be chugging it.
There's a Wikipedia page for that.
Yep.
I think that might be the episode title. I'm going to write that down now.
Nice.
Because that was definitely the highlight of this. Okay. He has never really positioned there. He's playing it for the camera. I love that the majority of these so far has been about your pussycat.
Pretty much. He has really just like inserted himself. You're welcome.
Let's check the timer. Oh, we got 23 minutes left. I don't want to mess with it, so somebody else start. That's actually a great one.
Yeah, that is good.
She got a cock burn. Quick, tell us what the results are. We can see as far as we can before the timer goes off. Oh, sorry.
We can see how far we can get before the timer goes off.
Thank you. You're welcome. I also need new glasses. As Amanda knows, like my contacts. Yes. Yeah, cool. That'll last longer and you can get it from the heart.
That's a sweet one.
Yeah.
Put that one on a mug next time.
Yep.
You knew that there'd be nothing to distract me from naked people. I like the next one. I felt a lot of pressure during that time. Do you have a newfound respect for what your body has done and can do?
Hmm. Yeah,
the entire country was pulling for him. All right. We are going to start our feedback off with a voicemail from Maggie Mags.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. It's Maggie calling. I had a few things I wanted to talk about. So you guys are totally right. The election text got ridiculous last week right before the election and stuff. I just started putting stop to all of them. They were okay in the weeks before, but like right before the election, I unsubscribed from a bunch of them. I'm like, no, this is too much. And I wanted to know what the Pantsuit Nation like messenger thing was. I didn't get any, so no one loves me. Apparently, no.
Good idea, poorly executed.
Break from Facebook. So I've logged out of the app on my phone, and so I don't go there all the time.
Nicely done.
The campaign slogan that I with the last which was the last text. You said, which I saw on Election Day, and I thought this one was pretty good. So, Mac, 2020, I'm loving The President is Missing. I was reading The President is Missing, which was a pretty good book.
I'm going to pause this for a second.
But
I think Maggie might win this. I'm loving The President is Missing. That is the best slogan.
Yeah, that's good.
It was kind of cool because it was... written by Bill Clinton. So that was kind of cool. And then the other thing I wanted to say is that the listener, and I can't remember his name, I think it was John, but I apologize if it's not John, that wrote in about experience at a nudist beach reminded me of in high school, my friend and I, we'd go to this one friend's house. Her mom was never home. And not all the time, but a lot of the sometimes, we would just strip off our clothes. There would be some things happening with people, you know, fucking and fooling around, but not all the time. Sometimes we would just be hanging out, you know, you just take off your shirt and your bra after school all day and just hanging around, and nobody really cared. It was sort of our, like, quote unquote rule that new people had to totally strip the first time. We really didn't force anybody to do it. They didn't want to, at least not that I remember. But thinking kind of back about it, it definitely was a time that I was way less self-conscious about my body because my friends were seeing, you know, it didn't matter, you know, it wasn't this big deal. So it was kind of this random ass thing that we did. But that was my group of friends in high school. We were random and loud and, you know, people nicknamed us the orgy group because they thought we were all sleeping with each other. And there was definitely some of that going around, but not everybody. So yeah, it just kind of reminded me of that and just how.
Oh, hold please. While we're waiting for Maggie's second message to start, I will say that keeping with the theme of this, two of the digits in her phone number are 69.
Hey, broads. I knew I should have just done a voice memo.
that's amazing.
Oh, Maggie, Maggie, Max.
Oh, my God.
Why couldn't we have been friends in high school?
No.
I think Maggie's like my spirit animal.
I think so.
That's awesome.
Well, you guys could always go skinny dipping in my pond behind. Find all those bodies that Dan hid. With turtles.
I think I'd be scared to go
no,
in your
please
pond.
Don't.
I think I would be too.
No, I won't go near that water. And you don't want to go to my lake because you know my next door neighbor will call the cops on you. So. All right. So we are going to finish up this episode with new haikus and an Andy update.
Okay. So Mike says, "Hello, ladies. It's been a while since my last haiku, and the events of the last week have inspired me, so here it goes. The Constitution. They say it's from God's hand. Hey, don't count those votes."
That's really good.
Hashtag.
Okay, and he sent us the second one. "Rain, rain, go away. Could have used a bumper chute. Sad, lazy old man." And the nice thing is this was sent from my Ouija.
His iWeeji?
His iWeeji. You know, the one that's better for travel. Oh, those were amazing.
Those were amazing. I kind of want to invite more of these.
Yeah, they have to be that good, though. That was super enjoyable.
Very enjoyable. Yeah.
If you're going to come to the haiku game, you know, you got to bring your best stuff.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. hold on. Let me see if I can write one real quick because I've got an idea in my head and I think I've got it.
Okay.
It's 575?
I think so. I have no idea. I've never written a haiku.
I think I wrote one once in school, like in elementary school, when we had like a unit on them or whatever.
Nice.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I'm just writing it down real quick.
575, yeah.
Hold on. Okay. Okay, I've got one.
Okay.
Thursday, Saturday. I don't really know the day. My name's Jeff Sessions. It's just a callback.
Nice.
All right. Yeah, that wasn't as funny. But again, it was topical to a half an hour ago.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was good.
Impressive. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. All right. And then we're going to finish this episode up with a Andy's update.
All right. This week in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. Sorry to anyone hoping to get wasted during the live show to me losing my virginity. I'm sure there will be many celebrations in Broad Nation when it happens. From those who are happy for me and happy that they won't have to hear from me again. But like the song says, you can't hurry love. No, you'll just have to wait. No news right now, but hopefully I'll get to hang out with Alice soon. I think I might have something more substantial to say next week, but that's it for now. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
All right, Andy, we nice. Will wait in eager anticipation. Fun fact, you guys know that in college, Amanda and I were part of a lady singing group, five of us, and we sang yep. You Can't Hurry Love.
We did.
Oh.
We did indeed.
We did. Totally did.
That's awesome.
Broad sing along. I don't remember my harmony part, but I'll still sing the fuck out of it with you right now.
Yeah, no, I can't remember it either.
Love. No, you just have to wait.
She said love don't come easy.
I had I had the alto part and I can't remember it.
How long must I wait?
How much longer did it take? Oh, you gotta trust, give it time. It's a game of give or take.
No matter how long it takes.
Oh, fuck. Don't come easy. Keep on waiting. Anticipating for that soft voice.
Oh, nothing like that delay.
I know, I was gonna say, you guys, I keep stopping because Shandy's first, then Amanda, and then I think me. But we're doing it in rounds. It's like it's our for Jaka.
Yep.
Soft voice, talk to me at night.
Yeah. It ain't easy.
It ain't easy. You can't hurry, love. No, you just have to. All right. thanks, Andy, for nothing else other than a broad sing along.
Lovely.
All right. Well, thank you to everybody who played along this week. Thanks for the.
We all learned so much.
Yeah.
We did.
Oh, we did.
We learned a lot of things.
We did. Thanks for, if you're still listening, thanks for listening through our Wikipedia revelations.
Seriously.
I'm super going to watch that Sabrina show this week.
Yes.
Get on that.
Yeah, and I hope, that's what she said. And I hope that you guys can maybe get a chance to see A Star Is Born. And if anybody out there wants to, like, you know, chat about it, put it, if you email it in, put like a spoiler alert in your headline, your heading, just so, you know, Amanda and Shani know that they might potentially get spoiled. But yeah, I would super love to just, because there's so much to unpack, like, in it. Anyway, and maybe I'm just, you know, in hyper mode, that hyper, like, I don't know, whatever the word is, mode that, I don't know. I really liked it. But cool. Anyway, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
cool, cool.
Thank you to our patrons. We really appreciate you guys. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack, or you can go to the JayandJack.com. There's a become a patron link on there as well. We had a really fun hangout for those at that level this past week with Shandy and Matt and Jay and Jack and me. Really, it was like Jack and I who pretty much dominated the whole thing. So it was Thursday, and Thursday, Alex was sick, so I was home for a lot of the day working from home, and Jack was home because he watches his granddaughter. And I told Jay after, I was like, man, you can tell the people that were like talking to adults today versus the two people that were home with babies today, because we just were so joyful to be talking to like real people.
Oh my
age.
God, that's hilarious.
And you could totally see that, like, if you listen to it through that lens, because that was exactly it, because like I hadn't talked to anybody all day. But, yeah. So yeah, check that out. If you are a patron at that level, if you're a patron at the $5 level, check out this month's Patron's Choice. We talk about, and it was voted on by the patrons in the Facebook group. So if you're at $5 or more, $5 a month or more, you can get into the exclusive patrons page where we vote on such things. And we talked about our favorite websites, apps, games, podcasts. Like, we made a bunch of recommendations. Spoiler alert, I talked about In the Dark and Mysterious Universe and pretty much a lot of the things I talk about on here. But I also clearly shared, like, more things. So, but anyway, yeah, it was really fun to do that. And that was me and Matt and Jay. So if you miss hearing Jay and you want to become a patron at the $5 a month or more, you can hear that. A teaser, there may be a holiday special for a certain patrons-only podcast.
Oh, my.
That might be out sometime over the next month. Just saying. So stay tuned for that. If you'd like to shop through our Amazon link, you can go to jayandjack.com/Amazon. If you would like to check out the store, all the merchandise, get a Team Universe, Team Science mug, you can go to jayandjack.com/store and you'll find those there. Facebook, if you want, search jayandjack.com, Jay and Jack group on Facebook, but it's facebook.com/group/jayandjackgroup if you are interested in that. Check out Yoga with Adrian. Check out, I don't know, all the other shit that we talk about. Just, you know, do it. We will be live next Tuesday, the 20th, at 9:15-ish p.m. Eastern time. I feel like it's safe to say if you show up 10 minutes late, you're probably not going to miss much. But we'll see. That's our annual Broadsgiving live show.
Yes, just come when you can.
Yep, yep. Just come when you can. Because there's also a Wikipedia page for that. There actually is a Wikipedia page for that. No, I'm not even fucking kidding. Hold on. There is. It is called Orgasm Control. So check that out. Come when you can. Pictures not as fun, though, because there are no pictures. But but I did check that one out, too, earlier. Yeah, that's what she said. Thank you to the patrons that contribute at a special level, and that would be Eckhart Rickner, Tack from Tokyo, Ed the Creepy Mailman, Joanne with a Plan, and Maggie the Magnificent. Thank you guys so much. If you'd like to, you know, become a patron again, you can check that out. But please do your holiday shopping through our Amazon link, because that is, you know, really, that is actually really helpful. Yeah, and I think that's all I've got. Does anybody else have anything?
I do not.
Nope.
Cool. All right. Well, pressure's on, Jay, if you're listening to this. You need to get us at least 2 or 3 more listeners this next week. The clock's ticking before we have our couple of weeks of Christmas hiatus. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Please do. Please do. I guess on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And everybody else, also tell your friends about us. Be a Jay. Be a Marty. In a world full of Kardashians, again, be a Marty. Tell your friends about us. peace out.
Bye.